بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. To complete the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Sahal bin Hanzaliyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when returning from a journey, it is important to groom your mounts and neaten your garments until you appear like a beauty spot amongst people. إِنَّكُمْ قَادِمُونَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَانِكُمْ فَأَصْلِحُوا رِحَالَكُمْ وَأَصْلِحُوا لِبَاسَكُمْ حَتَّى تَكُونُوا كَأَنَّكُمْ شَامَةٌ فِي النَّاسِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفُحْشُ وَلَا التَّفَحُشُ. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like inadvertent untidiness, and nor does Allah ta'ala like that a person intentionally makes himself untidy. With regards to this, we were discussing yesterday that the Sahaba, when they heard the prohibition with regards to pride, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yadkhulu al-jannata man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu habatin min khardalin min kibr," that person who with an atom's weight of pride in his heart will never enter into Jannah. So the Sahaba became immediately concerned that when it comes to our appearance, when it comes to our dressing, then naturally we find this inclination that we want to appear good. We take a little bit of concern over our appearance. As we mentioned, there are some people that unfortunately this becomes an obsession. You'll see them every now and then looking into the mirror, checking that things are right. Islam does not advocate that this must become an obsession. Yes, without a doubt, there is room for you to spend on your clothing, make sure that you appear tidy, appear neat, etc. But there's a fine line, and you have to be very, very careful in this regard, that pride does not enter the heart, especially when it comes to one's appearance, one's dressing, etc. So Sahaba said, كُلُّنَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ ثَوْبُهُ حَسَنًا وَنَعْلُهُ حَسَنًا. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, every one of us, we find that we like our clothing to be good. We like our shoes also to be good. So does this constitute pride?" Where Allah Ta'ala is saying, where you are saying that Allah Ta'ala will not enter a person into Jannah who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart. To this Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيل يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful. Allah is beautiful, and Allah loves beauty. The beautiful manazir and scenes of this world, whether it's an attractive mountainscape, whether it's a beautiful lush garden, whether it is the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all this beauty and attraction that Allah has kept in the world. Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zina. Allah says, we have made this word zinat, we have made it attractive. Who is the creator of that? Allah. Jannat, the beauty of Jannat is mind-boggling. Wala khatar 'ala qalbi bashar. No mind has ever imagined such beauty which Allah has kept. So Allah himself is beautiful, and Allah loves beauty. One riwayat it comes, Allah Ta'ala loves to see the expression of His bounty upon His slave. So there is no problem with appearing beautiful and attractive, provided it doesn't enter the heart, provided it does not stem from kibr, from arrogance, from pride. Now what is, how do you discern? How do you discern that, mashallah, I'm paying a lot of attention to my appearance, to my clothing, I wear good clothing, I'm always clean, I'm always tidy. How do you discern that this is not pride, that this is just a natural expression of that quality or trait which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherently has kept in us? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us one thermometer, one yardstick by which we can gauge, am I doing it out of pride, or is this within the parameters of Shariat, and it is something that is allowable, is normal human nature. To this end, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the same riwayat continues, he says, Al-kibru batarul haqq wa ghamtun nas. How do you find out if it is pride? Many of us, we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes when we made a mistake, we said something wrong, or we did something wrong, or we are going in the wrong direction, we're doing something wrong. When the correct thing is pointed out to us, that listen, why this is the Shariat in this matter, what is my reaction to that? Do I willingly accept it? Do I submit to the law of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or do I become what we call musir, make israr, insist, and refuse to accept what is there in front of me, what is shown to me? This is the first sign of pride which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refers to. Al-kibru batarul haqq. He says, if you have pride in your heart, you will refuse to accept the truth. When the truth is presented to you, you will refuse to accept it. And the second, more pertinent when it comes to one's dressing, appearance, etc., is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is kibr? Ghamtun nas. What is ghamtun nas? Ulama ikram explained, ihtiqaruhum wa izdira'uhum. When you become so obsessed by your clothing, by your appearance, by your standard of life, by the car you're driving, the house you are living in, that you begin looking down upon others. You regard what we call haqarat, to think that you are superior to others. This is not something that it is easy to admit. We have to be very, very careful, because pride is a very, very dangerous thing, and shaitan is the enemy. He'll convince you, mashallah, you're not doing it out of pride. But the moment your appearance or your clothing or your standard of life becomes a means of you looking down upon others, then we are going into what is called very, very dangerous territory. Allah Ta'ala commands us in the Quran, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Allah Ta'ala says, do not even make your face harsh. لَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. How do you approach people? Don't look down at anyone. Don't turn your face away from anyone. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, part of his shamail was, can be the lowest of the low, person the lowest rung of society. If this person addressed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for example, I am sitting here, somebody on my right has to call me. Normally what would I do? I'll turn my face and I'll look at that person. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's humility was such, he wouldn't turn his face, he would turn his entire body towards that person. His entire being, he would turn to face that person. If somebody called from the left hand side, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's whole being would turn towards that person. And he would not turn away until that person turned away. This many Sahaba mention about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, this total, complete humility, and in clothing particularly. Aisha radiallahu anha is an ajeeb hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know, had more than one wife. And the laws of Shariat when it comes to the treatment of the wives are very, very strict. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, one day he says to Allah, that Ya Allah, in what was within my control, I established absolute justice in the treatment of my wives. In other words, in the time I spent with them, and in the money that I spent on them. This Shariat commands you, equal distribution. So he said, I fulfilled that. But there is one area, he said, Ya Allah, this is not in my control. I find that my love for Aisha is greater, radiallahu anha, than the other wives. So that extent, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Allah, that in that was not in my control, Allah knows why the love for Aisha was greater. So much of love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for Aisha. One day when the question is asked, Ya Rasulullah, who is the person that you love the most? Instant, instinctive reply Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, he said, Aisha. Aisha is that personality, radiallahu anha, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away with his head leaning on the chest of Aisha. Aisha, radiallahu anha, is that personality who had the khususiyat that the last thing that entered the mouth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the saliva of Aisha. Prior to his demise, His gaze fell on a miswak. Aisha discerned that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desired the miswak. She softened it in her mouth first, placed the miswak in the mouth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that was the last thing that entered the mouth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his sojourn in the world. So such fazilat, yet, one day Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Aisha, Aisha, if in akhirat you want to be close to me, Aisha, in akhirat if you want to be close to me, then do three things. And one of the three things he said, do not change your clothes. In other words, do not throw away or put away an outfit of clothing until patches do not develop on it. Hatta turaqqi'ihi. When the clothing becomes that old that there are patches on it, then change it to another set of clothing. So, what is referred to in this hadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, be tidy, appear like a beauty spot amongst people, doesn't mean to be extravagant. Doesn't mean that it opens the door now for us to look down upon others. What it means, tidiness and obsession is not the same thing. Cleanliness and extravagance is not the same thing. Like I said, it's a very fine line. We have to be very, very careful. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one day somebody brought a new set of clothing to him. So what did he do? He accepted it. In fact, he even put it on. And then he said that I am doing this because I observe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it. And then he reads the dua that he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. That all praise is due to Allah who gave me to wear that which I can use to cover my satr, and by which Allah has given me beauty. But it doesn't stop there. What does Umar do? Umar takes off the old set of clothing and immediately gives it to a poor person. Immediately he gives it to a poor person, and then he goes on to say, I have also heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when you get a new set of clothing, when you change it, then give your old set of clothing away to a poor person, because as long as ma damat alayhi minha silkun hayyan aw mayyita, as long as there is one thread of that old clothing left on that poor person, whether he is living, whether you are living or dead, as long as there is one thread of that old clothing left on that person whom you gave it to, then you will be fi hirzillah wa jiwarillah wa dhamanillah. Three things Rasulullah said, you will be in the companionship and in the protection and in the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this entire department of when it comes to clothing is something that the Shariat has given a great deal of attention to. So appear neat, appear tidy. Nothing wrong with appearing beautiful and attractive also. But we cannot allow it to become a means of pride. That is where Allah Ta'ala says, and the signs, لَا تُسَائِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't look down upon people. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And do not walk on the earth with pride. In fact, there's one Latifa mentioned that one person said to his son, قَالَ رَجُلٌ لِإِبْنِهِ يَا بُنَيَّ كَيْفَ تَرَى النَّاسِ. He said, oh my son, tell me, what is your attitude about people? How do you look at people? كَيْفَ تَرَى النَّاسِ. How do you deal with people? How do you look at people? So he said, oh my father, أَرَاهُمْ مُلُوكًا. Everyone I look at, whether he's rich, whether he's poor, whatever his status is, I think of him as a king. And he is somebody superior to me and I need to respect him. أَرَاهُمْ مُلُوكًا. So his father responded and said, "Hum yaronaka mithla dalik." Then my son, if what you are saying is true, they will also look at you in the same way. Then it is mentioned, "Qala akhar li ibnihi." Another one said to his son, this question, "Kayfa taran nas?" That how do you look upon people? So he said, "Ara la arahum shay'an." I don't think of them as anything. In other words, I don't feel the need to look up to anyone. La arahum shay'an. I don't think of them as anything. So he responded and he said, "Hum kadalika yaruna." They will also look at you in the same way. In other words, فَالنَّاسُ يَنْدُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ بِقَدْرِ مَا يَنْدُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. People will treat and regard and look at you like in the same way as you treat and regard and look at them. Why? Because this is what ulama tell us, dil dil par asar karte. The heart has its own effect. One heart affects another heart. And these type of advices that are given, how do you look at people, doesn't mean when somebody is twice your size.